We're at the beginning of Siman Kufnun Zayin. We spent a bit of time on the first line last week. Let's see again. This is the Siman of Al Eza Averes Yehoreg Val Yavar. One Siman that we hope never, God forbid, to have to experience. But like it says by Karbonis, let the Siyach Seseinu take the place of the Kiyum. The siman begins that kol averus shebetayra chutz me'avodah zarah gilui arayis u'shichas damim. Ma'amrim lo la'adam shi'avar aleihem ayehareg u'mubitzina yavar ve'al yehareg. So we had the rule that except for the shleish averus hachamurais and all other averus, we say yavar ve'al yehareg. The person is obligated to be over. Now, there's a machlaikis, the Rosh and the Rambam. If a person has reshus to be over on other averus or not. The Rosh says that a person is permitted to be meis nefesh on any averus. The Rambam holds that it's aser, that it's a person is not allowed to be meis nefesh on other averus. The Shulchan Aruch paskins an in-between shita, Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Now, how could there be an in-between shita? If you get killed, you don't get killed. You can't get half killed. What? Close. Depends. Let's see what he says. Im yirtza lahachmer al atzmai, if the mechaber says that if a person wants to be machmer v'lihareg, rishoy, which is the rush, he's permitted, but only im ayvi kechavim mechavim lahavirei al das. Only if the guy's intention is not hanas atzmai, but lavira yadas, if the guy's intention is dafka, an attack on religion. How's he learned it? So turn back and let's learn the Gra Gimel. The Gra brings the source or sources for the Shita Sarash. And as you know, the Gra is very bekitzer, but the language is bekitzer. But let's read through it. Im yitzah k'maysha amru b'reish perek yitesh Shabbos kol mitzvah shemasu b'nei Yisrael atzman aleha mekaymi reisi b'simcha Elisha bal kanafayim. It brings the story of Elisha bal kanafayim b'perek dalid and reish perek yitesh. The story of Elisha bal kanafayim, as I think you know, is the story of someone who was meisa nefesh to wear tefillin at a time that there was a gezeira of the Romans against wearing tefillin. And the Gemara brings a story of how he was wearing tefillin and a Roman officer saw him and chased him. He took it off and he asked him, Mazeh biyadecha, and he said, Kamfeyayna. And then when he said, Kamfeyayna, miraculously he opened his hands and they were Kamfeyayna. So we see he was Maisa Nafshai on this particular thing. You have to... What? 1 second, we'll have to see. But you're right. Just as an aside... Revival Kohn Shul, they're very makbid on wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Nobody's allowed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed in the shul. They hold it to steve. Even in the Vibe Shul, they don't let you wear tefillin. In my family, we wear tefillin. And my son was by us on Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed. So, innocently enough, he walked in, like you do to most shuls. And he started going upstairs to the Vibe Shul to put on tefillin. So the Gabbai, they have a Gabbai there, is very, keeps the kapedis. So he ran over to him, he says, what do you have? What do you have in your hand? So he said, Kamfeyayna. So, did you get the joke? I'm not sure. I don't know. But anyway, so that's his raya number one. Let's keep on going. Well, he didn't want to be killed, but he took his chances. Well, there was no Isser. Once he wore tefillin, there's no Isser to take off in the middle of the day. He wasn't even an Isser. But we'll see. All right, so he's going to bring that maybe his suffix is different. We're going to see. First, that's one raya from the Kafe Yaina. And Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Yehuda ben Bava, the Chol Aruge Malchus, Shemasru Atzman al Mitzvahs Pratiyos. We find Rebbe Akiva and others, who are Maisa Nefesh on individual mitzvahs. The Medrash says, "Ma makis elu ben yodecha." It's like speaking to Knesset Yisrael. What are these makis? Amar Rashi kisi base me oyavia makiselu garmuli li oyv to be beloved lobby shvishmaim malakha yitzu lisakel. Why are you going out to be killed? Asher shamarti es shabbos malakha yitzu lisarei fa shachalti es matza malakha yitzu lihareg asher malti es banai b'sachim nun gimel marou. That's marou chanai mishal vazariah. Chanai mishal vazariah wa maisa nefesh. Now if you learn nach, it's not clear what aveira they were maisa nefesh on. Nebuchadnezzar erected a very tall statue. He commanded everyone that when the orchestra starts playing, everyone has to bow down. And the orchestra started playing, and they didn't bow down. So Pashtus, it was Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara says, "L'molei negdu al chanayim yishol v'azariah." Had they tortured them, they would have bowed down. Ay, tzihar v'al yavar, Tysus asks. So Tysus' answer is that the statue was not Avodah Zarah. It was the covenant of Nebuchadnezzar. It was a statue that was supposed to stand for Nebuchadnezzar, because in the previous parak there had been a dream in which Nebuchadnezzar was marum in a statue. So according to that, it's a raya. It wasn't Avodah Zarah. Excuse me? Okay, Tysus says they didn't, though. Tysus says that it was just covered malchus, the covered of malchus of Nebuchadnezzar. So ube farish abenu tam the tzela v'chulu, that it was not an Avodah Zarah. So that's the Rosh Hashita. What was the Aveira? It was a bezayin of Klal Yisrael. It was considered to be but that was because of the conquering of Eretz Yisrael. Because in the dream it said Rabbi Shalom would take revenge, so he put up the statue against him. That's what it says. For Rambam Oyser. Now I told you, the Gra goes on. The Rambam disagrees. Umefarish the Chala now b'short Tzricha Lekach. All this is talking b'short Tzricha Lekach. The Rambam is Maida that if it's short Tzricha Lekach, which we're going to have to explain, meaning there was a need because of the time, that's different. Chananya Mishal Vazaria Balavachi Lekash the Farhesia Falarax of the Masani. Farhesia eat anything, even a custom. Take us to Isaac Suvislam Gimel on the base. Abu Makoba came any Miushiv. Bisham Lahanasai. Because then Nebuchadnezzar did it not as an issue of religion, but for his own honor. For Daniel, a third raya. Daniel Shemasar Atmayalat Philip Abesai. If you learn Daniel, well, why was Daniel thrown into the lion's pit? It was a gezeira not to daven. And he davened in his private room. So it's a fourth raya that it's a reshus to be yard val yavar and other things. Ella, Rabbeinu Yeruchim kasav dafka k'shev v'chavim miskavim lahavar al das. Rabbeinu Yeruchim is an in between shita between the Rosh and the Rambam. And he says that it's only a reshus to be yard val yavar and other things if the guy does it the kavana to attack the religion. But the Gra says the story of Chananya Mishael v'Azariah, which was a covenant of Nebuchadnezzar, was on us outside, he's not master that way. But Tysus Mashrik, the Mary Ruchim, Shkasa, the Vedazarach of Zion, Divar Masl Yachol. So Al Kapanim, the Gra brings the source of the Machlaikis, that even though it says on the rest of them, it's not Yaharik Val Yavar, nevertheless, there are two cases in Nach, and then Mishael v'Zayin and Daniel, and two cases in Shas, the case of Elisha Bakanafayim in the Bavli, and the case of the Chayot in the Yerushalmi, and those are mashmah differently. So, what?
A lot of times, like, it comes to such accounts, it's nice to hear stories. Even other things, you know, the people are not who makes a nefesh. Even things are not these two things.
You hear stories. So those stories depend on this much. Like the stories are going like the Rush. And not like the Rush, but we'll have to see in a minute. So let's go back. The Rambam holds you're not allowed. When you're not allowed to, there's no Rishus. When you're obligated to, you're Mechoyiv. And when you're not obligated to, it's an Issa. Right. So let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. It says, Yim Yirtzel HaHachmer Al Atzmai. So the Mechaber is an in-between Shita. The Gshach in Aleph brings the Shitas Rambam, that that the Rambam holds that that it's also to be Moisa Nefesh. Now, incidentally, I saw in last week's parasha, Parasha Shmais, that there's a Marsha. The Marsha says that Miriam and Yocheved were commanded to kill the Ubrim Yehudim, and they were Moshe Nefesh. They didn't do it, even though they knew Pari might kill them. And the Pasuk commends them for the Yerushamayim. So the Marsha asks, what do you mean? It's Yehar Val Yavar. You're not allowed to kill somebody to save your own life. What's a Bichidish? You're obligated to be Yehar Val Yavar, not to kill. So he says, the Marsha says, that Marsha says that a Ben Noyach is Mitzuvah al Ubrin, is Ritzicha on Uber. But B'nai Yisrael, it's not like Sirtzach, killing an Uber. And that's why Pari commanded them, he said, for you, killing an Uber is not Yehar Val Yavar. So Risim al Avnoyim, you should see before the baby is born, in Bein Huv, Amiten Oisai, if you see that a boy is coming out, it was Simonim, what was a boy, what was a girl. So if you see it's a boy, kill him before he's born. That's the way the Marsha explains the instructions of Paroi, that it's not Ritzicha, so maybe you're allowed to kill him. It comes out from that Marsha that it's a Rishus to be Yavar Val Yehare, because Miriam Yecheved, well, Moshe Nefesh, the Marsha says it wasn't Yehar Val Yavar, because it was only an Uber. So it wasn't Yehar Val Yavar, so for Miriam Yecheved would be a Raya that, to the sheet of the Rush, that it's Mutter. You can say other things, but the Marsha says it. Marsha says it, you can think so.
We
can think so with the Marsha, but the Marsha says it. Yeah, okay. Okay, nachi nami. For Marsha, Chidushi Agad, it's hard to pass in the dinim of... the fascists.
Has Yecheved married
Amram? Okay. Again, I'm not bringing a right from Miriam Yecheved, I'm bringing a right from the Marsha.
Yeah,
but, it seems that in those days there was a simin. If a child was born, pun of Lamailo, pun of Lamata. A male was born in one position and a female in a different position, which is not true today. But apparently it was there was a way to go.
Women say it now.
But my rice in the Marsha, you're saying different. My rice in the Marsha, though. The Marsha does say... Well, it says they gave Simi Masalahem, that it says that he gave... Yes. Okay, very good. That chiluk we're going to see now, according to what we learned so far, we understand that somebody who fasts on Yom Kippur, the Mokim Sakana, and puts himself in danger, is Eiver Naveira. Even though, like the Rosh, you're allowed to be Mais Nefesh on other things. But the Mechaber Paschal is that way only in Moivik Kachavim Mechavim Lavir El Adas. The Mechaber said, even the Mechaber, the Shach who Paschal is like the Rambam, you're never allowed to be over on other Averis to put yourself in Sakana. But even the Mechaber, who's so to speak Mekel, who allows, he says only if the guy is Mechavim Lavir El Adas. So there would be a very weak, there would be no basis in Halacha to be Mekel, somebody who puts himself in Sakana, he says he wants to fast on Yom Kippur, even though it's dangerous, he wants to do it anyway. However, there is a Shita here in Pesachei Tshuva Gimel that makes a chilek between a Vadei Sakana and a Safik Sakana. Let's see Pesachei Tshuva Gimel. Ein Berheitiv Sakana Aleph, which is the Shach. Vayim B'tsefer Atzei Arazim, Lo'eruch, B'tsefer Tveres Yisrael, Al-Mishnayis, Perek Aleph, Debrachis Mishnah Gimel. Kosav de makamakaim mutter lahachnis atzmai lesafik sakana hechad loishchiach hazeika. You're allowed to go into a suffix sakana provided loishchiach hazeika. I'm not sure how shchiach is shchiach. U mitzvah to osak bayagune migna and rely that the mitzvah will protect you. V'rayim Rabbi Akiva shechnis atzmai lesafik sakana mitil sidayim sheisay bechatzma esatzmai shaliyach shemra asurim lamus betzama. Erevin Dafchaf Aleph. The last Gemara in the first parak of Erevin relates how when Rabbi Akiva was in jail, they brought him water. They brought him two containers of water, one to wash the tefillin yadayim and one for his drinking purposes. And an incident took place where one container was ruined. He came in only with one. So he said that he was going to use half of it for tefillin yadayim and half of it for drinking. He said, Kedayim, divrei chaverai, or divrei chachamim, to put myself in sakana for the tefillin yadayim. So how can he put himself in sakana and tefillin yadayim, especially it's only a drabana? So the answer is that he only put himself in a suffix sakana, and it wasn't shchiyah chazeka, because he relied that the jail guard wouldn't let him die of thirst. So the Tiferes Yisrael says that in a case where it's a suffix zakana v'loy shchicha ezeka, has to be a suffix zakana v'loy shchicha ezeka, that a person is rishoy, not obligated, to put himself in a suffix zakana. So that's at least a limit schus on those who do what they shouldn't do, l'chatchila, but those who fast on Yom Kippur b'mokim zakana. So at least there's a limud tzchus. I mentioned last week, Davni Nezer has a tshuva with a limud tzchus on people who do such things. Okay, so this is the first inyan, the inyan of Shara Averis.
And this is the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh, only by not by the
Parnassi. Yeah, for Hesi, you'll have your Eladas, we're going to have separately in the next Mechaber.
We have the question about the chaos. So that's the first to him. What about the tzibur?
Well, the question was, we had last week a case where someone blew shofar. The doctor told him blowing shofar is a sakana, he had a heart condition. He blew shofar anyway. Then the oilam asked the shaila if they're yaitzav even b'di'eved because the mitzvah of avera.
So
even though for him personally, if it was an avera for him personally. Well, for him it's an avera. Then for everyone it's a mitzvah of avera. For him it's not an avera. It has nothing to do with him and them. It has to do with what he was allowed to do it.
Right.
Part of the way of Kiva's calculation was that the
Kiva
was not the
It would have to be that if it comes to if it's shchiach hazeka, that he'll accept it. The heter is only a kol zman aslo shchiach hazeka. If he feels faint on Yom Kippur, then you're right. Then if he continues fasting, that would not be this heter.
Yeah.
So as I recall, they said they have to blow again. The shaila was about making a bracha.
But
it's no chefetz shel mitzvah here. It's only the blowing. Maybe.
There's a related shaila on Yom Kippur about fasting for cholah. That intravenous, but that's considered, you know, they ask if Zorli back is with Hamosa, they ask.
You know, there's no question intravenous is not breaking a fast.
Right.
The question was asked whether a person should go to have intravenous so as to avoid breaking his fast. I'm only aware of a Truman Digris Maisha. And he says not to. He says, first of all, you're not obligated to do things that are not natural to avoid fasting, to avoid breaking a fast. And secondly, he says, who says intravenous is a healthy thing for the body? Who knows? And you don't have to go into things that are not gezund.
It could be.
Okay.
What's the shaila
about this?
You're saying that somebody said he has to fast because that's the subject who's saying he shouldn't fast. So therefore he didn't listen. So he didn't listen. But the fact that he survived and lived through it, that means that the subject
was... That doesn't...
Nisashe.
No, the fasher is not in the spashit. He put himself in suffix sakana. He survived the suffix. That's not pashit. He wasn't allowed to do it. He was not allowed to do it. No. It's not true. It doesn't show. He wasn't sakana and he survived. The goof is such a thing. It's not an exact science. Two people could have the same illness and one survives and one doesn't. Two people could go under the same stress and one survives and one doesn't. It doesn't prove.
But that's only because we have a lack of idea.
When a person puts himself, if a person puts himself in sakana, he's over whether he dies or not. prisoner ought to put himself in sakana whether he dies or he doesn't die. The outcome doesn't justify the
the
action.
If he eats it and then finds out later that it's not.
That what you're saying is true, but that's not going to impact on the fact of his long-term sentence.
It will. No, it could be he put himself in Sakhan and he survived it. It may be he put himself in danger and he survived. Yeah, people survive episodes of danger. It doesn't mean he wasn't in danger. That, yeah, so the Averis... No, but it was if it was a mitzvah avera, if he was not allowed to blow, and he blew, but he put himself in sakana, that itself is an avera. If that's an avera, okay, all right. But you're saying that the outcome, you're saying the fact they survived shows. You know, if a person jumps off a fifth floor of a building, there's a 95% chance he's going to die. If he survives, he tells people, you see, what I did was smart, I didn't die. He's not smart, he's quite dumb, he's just that he survived. If El Yovi tells him beforehand, that could be true. Then you're right. But if Eliyahu calls him out, Eliyahu's not there. He's not put himself in danger. Is a person allowed to walk a tightrope across Niagara Falls? I'm going to ask you a question. Is it mutter to walk a tightrope across Niagara Falls? No. If a person survives, it shows that he was smart? No. He still did. There's no difference if he dies or doesn't die as far as the Avera.
But it's not impacting
the soul. I think it is. All right. We'll argue the point. All right, next Shaila. The Ramah deals with the all-important Shaila. You know, Yesh Lecha Adam Shememoyne Chavala Megufay. Now we talk about how much money you have to spend on mitzvahs or averis. How much money does a person have to give up? Now, for the three big averis, there's no Shaila. A person has to give up his life, so he has to give up his money. What about for other mitzvahs? How much money do you have to spend? So the Shul de Ramah says... A person is obligated to spend all his money not to be over a loisase, an avera that a person is over with a lav. The idea of giving musr, giving techacha. A person doesn't have to spend money to be machiach somebody. Give someone techacha for doing an aveira, he's going to fire you from your job, so you don't have to give your boss techacha. But to be over a loisa, say that you're obligated. Zok de shach, all important shach, gimel. Avu mitzvah sasei, afilu mitzvah iveres. But if it's not a loisa, say it's a mitzvah sasei. Even mitzvah iveres, he's not going to be able to keep a luliv. The time is going to pass. Ein tzarich levaz v'ziyaseh mechaymish, kamish kosav rab barachayim. It says, this is based on a Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Tes. Gemara in Bava Kama says that ad shlish b'mitzvah. So Gemara says, why is ad shlish b'mitzvah? Hashta yavi liyadei a shloisha mitzvah saseh yevazes kol m'maynei. He has to spend all his money on three mitzvahs asay. So Taisa says, mikan, that a person is not obligated to spend all his money on a mitzvah asay. So now we have a difference between a lois asay and an asay. Someone forces someone to eat treifis. He's got to spend all his money not to be over on eating treifis. However, if someone is in a situation where to do a mitzvah asay, he has to spend a lot of money. So that the shach says... that ain't tzarich levaz is yaseh mechaymish. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Pesachei Tshuva says something similar, but Rabbi Kiva Eger is a little easy to read. Layavar alois asay. Now, what's the difference if it's an asay or alois asay? What's the difference? He named it divrei tshuva chavis yoyim avur. Dimulav she'im by maisa have a kamaylavar al asay vein tzarich liten kama mayna. If you have alois asay, to lav she'im by maisa, meaning you over the alois asay. Without a ma'isa. For example, there's a lav of loisalim. Right? Most loisa says let's say, eating treifis. There's a loisei gets eating treifis, wearing shatnez, doing malach on yamtiv. The avera is accomplished through an act. The avera is through a maisa. That's a typical loisei say. Torah says, don't do it, and he did it. There are a few loisei says that are not that way. Loisolin. There's a loisei say in not paying your worker. How are you over the avera? Through, passively, through an inaction. Now, if you read the Shach, it sounds like a loisei say you have to spend all your money, and I say you don't. Zakta Chavis Yor, it's not loisei say and I say. It's doing an avera b'kum v'asei. If you're doing an avera actively, you have to spend all your money. If you're over an avera passively, then you're not obligated. So he says, Kosh Shuvas Chavis Yor, before it, Dimu Lav She'im by Maisa. Have a kamelavar ala say ve ain't sarach liten kamamainai, and a person does not have to spend all his money. Vayim be mishpat zayzav, and he says the same thing. The prima gadim ulam mitshuvas harivash mevor the choshu lavar alav afayim by ma'isa sarach liten kol asher loy v'loyaver. What? It's all Rabbi Kiva Eger. Yes. Now.
What about the assay of the chum of peta masa to the chorus?
No, I don't know any difference. Now, the Pesach Tshuva brings a number of other Maramakaimis that agree with the Chaves Yoyer. Now, this Chaves Yoyer comes up in a number of instances. Let me mention one interesting Shaila in the Nishmas Avram. A physician, a doctor, asked a Shaila. He knows something about someone because medically he was told medical privilege, right? And the doctor was told certain things about a patient. His shaila was whether he has to reveal those things to protect somebody else. Let's say shidduch questions, or even sakana questions, where it's against the law. He loses license if he reveals it. If it's such a situation, and if he reveals what was told to him confidentially, he loses license. Is he obligated to do it? The tshuva, I think it's Rishon Zaman Orbach, it's in Nishmas Avram, is that if his license is worth to him, chaybish melechasav, which most doctors is deparnasa, then he's not obligated, because the iser is the iser lesamen al damreyecha, is the iser of that yoiver b'sheva al tase. So even though it's a loisei say, but yoiver by not revealing, and if yoiver by not revealing, you're not mechuyev levazveis. Chaybish melechasav. You're not obligated to be mevazveis more than chaybish melechasav, and therefore there's no obligation to reveal. Now, in the practical world, the shaila does come up. I give people an eitzah that they don't reveal it, but you know, you find someone else who's going to reveal it in a way that hopefully won't be traced to him. But
a lawyer knows that he killed somebody, but he's still defensive, and he knows he killed.
Yeah, but there's no leisama d'areicha to reveal it. Here, I'm talking in a situation, let's say he knows that the person trauma-molested by law, you're obligated to reveal. Let's say something that you don't reveal. Let's say someone has terminal cancer, and he's dating a girl. There's no business dating the girl. So he wants to call this girl and tell her, you know, stay away from him. So if he does so, though, he'll get in trouble. He'll lose his license. So for that, he's not obligated to do it. That was the psak. Now that case is an easier case. Someone has a disease that can be transmitted through intercourse. It could become leisam adam reyecha. And nevertheless, leisam adam reyecha is also only a loisasei, and it's a yoyve b'kum v'asei. You don't have to spend more than chaybish melechasav. Up to a chaymish, that's right. I'll show you a chiddush. Look, in the Shach Gimel is split in half in our print. In the second half of Shach Gimel, the im. Im yesh sakonas eiver tzarachi ni dami lamamad al nefesh ayin rivash v'nira lakula. Now here's the shaila. The shaila is, does a person have to give up an aver of his body in order to be mekayim a mitzvah? Or the Radvaz has the shaila. I think the Pesach Tshuva brings it later in the Siman. Radvaz had a shaila where someone was condemned to death. Radvaz was in Egypt in the 1500s. Radvaz ran from Spain to Egypt in Girish Svarad. So it must have been the early 1500s. And somebody was condemned to death. And the Jewish community got together and came to the caliph or whoever it was and begged for clemency. And this caliph said that, oh yeah, you guys want him to live? If you let me cut off your ear, I'll let him live. So the Shaila was asked to the Radvaz whether a person's obligated to lose his ear to save someone else's life. That was the Shaila. So the Radvaz writes two things. He writes, first of all, if they could, especially in the 1500s, they cut off someone's ear, he'd be sakaras the fascist too. So he said, if it's sakaras the fascist, he says he's a chassid shaita if he does it. He says not to do it. But in the underlying issue, the Radvaz says that he's not obligated to give up an aver to save someone else's life. If he does it, if there's no sakana and he does it, he's a chassid. If he does it, puts his own zakon, he calls him a chassid shaita. But if he's willing to give up an eved to someone's life, so he's a chassid. He's doing something lefnei mishuras hadin. But he's not obligated. That's the same as the shach who says nira lakula. Ramesha in the tshuva is masbir. He explains what's the nidai. So Ramesha explains it very technically. What's the obligation to save another Jew's life? Leisamid al dam reyecha. The obligation to save someone's life is a mitzvah leisase. It's a loisa say that if you're over, you're over v'kum v'asei. So you're not obligated to spend more than a chaymish v'nechasov. A person would spend a chaymish v'nechasov to save his ear, and at least most normal human beings would, spend a chaymish v'nechasov to save his aver, and therefore, you're not obligated to give up an aver to save someone else's life. Because it goes with the same technical chayshman, that you're not obligated to give up more than chaymish v'nechasov. Yeah. So that's something else. To give up, first of all, to give up a life to save someone else, we're going to get to, he calls a chassid. To put himself in suffix sakana to save somebody else. And to save a rabbim, so the Gemara says there were two Jews, Lunayus and Pupayus, Daruge Lud. They're very wealthy people. The Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says that there was a Roman king, Julian the Apostate, if you read about him. Julius the Apostate. He was a grandson of the Constantine, who embraced the Roman Catholicism. Yeah. So he was, they called him Julian the Apostate, because he was Nebuchadnezzar Kairos. So he tried to overturn the Holy Roman Empire. He gave permission for the Jews to build the Beis HaMikdash. In the year like 361, 362, he gave permission for the Jews to build the Beis HaMikdash. And unfortunately, he only was king for 18 months. He was killed by a Catholic soldier who, when they went to war, he took an arrow and shot him through the heart. And, that was the end of that was the end of Julian the Apostate. But for a year and a half, he was, he gave Rishus. The good Yerushalmi says that Lunayus and Pupayus spent money trying to facilitate the building of the Beis HaMikdash. They were Ashirim, and they set up, the Yerushalmi says, they set up booths on the way. People should go up to Eretz Yisrael and should rebuild. They, Lunayus and Pupayus, the Gemara calls Haruge Lud. It says, Mokim Sha Haruge Lud Daimdim, nobody else could stand. Now, I don't think the Bavli says the story, but I think Rashi brings the story, and maybe a story is in Yerushalmi. There it just says, Mokam Haruge Lud. So Rashi brings the story that there was a bilbul on a community for the killing of the king's daughter, I think it says. Yes. And he threatened the whole Jewish community, and they got up and said that they did it. Now, why they had to do it, and one couldn't just say he did it, I don't know. But they both got up and said they did it, and they were tortured to death. So the Gemara says that people who give up their lives to save a rabbim, so that's kedaishim. So there is such a musik. My shver tells the story, I must have told it, I don't know. My shver tells the story that in the concentration camps, it was sukkahs. Behind the barracks, they dug a hole in the ground for a sukkah, which I don't know if they were allowed to do based on what we're learning, but they dug a hole in the ground and they spread branches over it. And they went down at night. I don't know what they, some didn't need a kebaya, but they went down just to be Mekayim Yeshiva Sukkah. And a German guard was walking patrol and he stepped on it, whoop, and he went right down into the sukkah. And he got very angry. He called out the whole barracks and he threatened to kill all of them if the person who did it didn't admit it. Meshur says there was one fellow that was there. He was a bitter apikairis from the whole experience. And when that happened, he stepped forward and said he did it. And the guy shot him on the spot. So like he was, you know, he was bitter and everything. The Rosh Hashanah gave him an opportunity. He was, welcome the Kedusha of Yidden. So anyway, we're really going to get to these dinim also later in the sim, in the sif actually. It's a long sif. But there's definitely Yechidim will give up their lives for a rabbim. It's
Moshe says that giving up an Avon, you would pay a fifth of all, right?
Yeah.
So when the Shachrin is from the Rebbe, he says, I'm talking to Yigami Lamamun or Lenefesh. So it's really, what's it? There's no difference. Because it's worth more than a fifth anyway, no matter what you do.
No, but that's the chikuf of the chiddush of the shach. Now, there's a tzad that you should give up an aver, and there's a kula that it's.
If I say it's like nefesh, then don't give up the aver. If I say it's like moment, I do give up the aver.
Well, that's the after the chiddush. Now, the havamina is that it's like moment, you do have to give it up. No, but by a lav b'kum vaseh, it'll be an afkamina.
B'kum
vaseh, it'll be an afkamina. Okay. It's tak interesting from the shach. It's much more than Ramesha says. This Ramesha is a tshuva. In the Yeridea base, Kufayin Dalit. But for the Shach, it's Taka Mashma that you don't have to give up an Aver even for a Loisaseh. We have to give up Yaisa Machayish. My explanation is that an Aver is like a Chaymish Melechasov, which explains the Radvaz. But the Shach sounds like even for a mitzvah that you're over Bekum Vaseh, some would say, I'll cut off your ear or eat Chazer, it sounds like you're obligated to give up Kol Mamayinai. But in Avery, you're not obligated to give up. That's the Zloshin. Idami Lamamina Lenefesh. What? So the question is why he brings Shin Chav Ches. Let me tell you what it says in Shin Chav Ches. In Shin Chav Ches, if you say, you know, the four shittas about Sakonis Aver on Shabbos, whether you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos for Sakonis Aver. So there are four shittas in the Shulchan Aruch. It says, Iker Kisvara Shlishis. Svara Shlishis is that for Sakonis Aver, you're allowed to be over a deraisa with a shinoi, but not without a shinoi. For sakana saver, to save an aver. So it's unclear what the raya is. He says, look in Shin Chav Ches if you're Zion. You're not allowed to be over a deraisa there. And then he says, v'nira l'kula. So I don't know, unless he meant, look in Shin Chav Ches if you're Zion, where it's mashal l'chumra. V'nira l'kula, he has other reason for being mekel. I don't know. But the reference to Shin Chav Ches if you're Zion is a little unclear, unless you just want to show that there is at least one shita that holds that way.
What about my Kiddush Hashem? If giving up a kidney or something, isn't that, could in public, if people see it done on the Kiddush Hashem, is that
it's permissible, there's no question. The question is whether there's an obligation.
That's the question I'm asking.
Yeah, people very often ask about bone marrow, about whether one is obligated to go through the bone marrow, the whole thing, and I think the accepted psak is that there's no obligation, but it's a mitzvah gedayla. It's a mitzvah gedayla to do. What it says in the shach is that you don't have to give up an aver for a mitzvah. Now, for the shloisha mitzvah that you have to give up your life, you still have to give up an aver. For the other mitzvahs that you don't have to give up your life, the shach says you don't have to give up an aver. No. Let's say you have a human being, Loyaleinu, who chopped off his finger by mistake, or whatever. He lost his finger. So Shabbos, you want to be Michal Shabbos to reattach the finger. Now, not to reattach the finger, it's not Sakas Nefashis. But the question is, being Oiva Malacha to reattach it. So Aide Goy, it's certainly Mutter, Aide Yehudi. So if it's not a sakana, I'm not a doctor, you ask a doctor. If it's not a sakana, so the Shulchan Aruch says that it's mut only aidei shinoi. It's mut only through malacha, which is a shinoi. I can't speak for Hatzalah. Hatzalah has its rules. It could be that when you're at the place of the accident, it's akas nefashis, you have to close the wound. But the question is, once you get to a place where you can treat the wound, whether you can save the aver. I mentioned once that Rabbi Soloveitchik, I mentioned to you that I had heard But by sakana to the eye, it says it's like sakana to the fascist. So I mentioned to you, I heard that, I didn't understand it. I heard he had a sheet, and I called him. So Rabbi Soloveitchik told me that he holds all sakanas aver is Yoladavi Michal Shabbos. It's one sheet in the Shulchan Aruch. He says there are three Rishayim that the Beis Yosef didn't have who hold that sakanas aver Yoladavi Michal Shabbos. And he said if the Beis Yosef had seen three more Rishayim who hold that way, he would have passed it that way. So in the Soloveitchik style, where anything has to do with sakanas the fascists, they're very big machmirim to say, and so that's the sheet.
Okay.
Chazanish says that, but apparently not everyone agrees with that. I don't know. Okay, next question. So for Dairaises, we know. Now, what about the Rabbanans? What about for a mitzvah de Rabbanan? How much money does someone have to spend to avoid being over in Issa Rabbanan? Now, this is a very difficult shaila. The Pesachei Tshuva, the second half of Sivkot and Dalit, the first half of Sivkot and Dalit deals with what Rabbi Kiva Eger brought. In the second half, Oy Kosa Primigadim, in the photostats, it should be about four lines before the end of the narrow lines. Oy Kosa Primigadim, Shab Diesh Lestapik, Beloisesei de Rabbanan, in Mechuyav Lite Komamana Yechaimish. How much a person has to spend on a loisasei? It brings the chavis yoy. It was machmir the pshitalei. The fill beloisei derabbanan tzarich liten kol mamaynei. Bezel shayne ashay l'sham. B'maisa. Listen to the story. Ishchayel omer leYehudi sheyishte imayayin nesach v'mloi yekateya es oznoi. Apparently, it was a popular means of compelling people, threatening to cut off their ears. So, you know, they say, lend an ear. What's that in Shakespeare? Sheyishti ima yayin desech v'mlo yekateya sozni. He said, drink with me yayin desech. If not, I'll cut off your ears. Kosov. So, yes. Ima dava hayadera gizum devarim ba'alma. Now, if he didn't mean it seriously, he was just exaggerating. I don't know how you find out exactly. But then, vadai she'ei roi lamar v'lishtais. Don't be quick to do it. Ach. In be'emes, yorei l'navshish yaseh kashazomam. Yochal lishtais. Okay, one second. Yochel, you're right. Yochel lishtais befrap is manazeh shein nesach gomor. That the nesach is not nesach gomor. So you're allowed. It could be a sakaras the fascist. Could be a sakana sefer. Vim yochel lahatzal asmei bin mamaynai. Sarch lifras kol mamaynai the lo yavar. V'gam liyasu v'day sakana. He says that a person has spent all mamaynai on a drabanon. That's the psak of the chavis yoyer. And the pischei tshuva brings a second shishteya. Oh, one second. I'll answer that. What? All right. So it could be there's a fatal bleed to death from it, but that's not the point. The point is, he said, so you could drink, but if you can get away with money, you buy him off. Then you have to spend your money and buy him off, even on a drabanan. Kol mamaynai, he says. So the Pesachei Tshuva brings this chavis yoyer. Afterwards, he brings the radvaz that are a machmir. The Darkei Tshuva brings a number of mekilim, including the Zera Emes, it was a Kadmain. And we're going to see later in Pesachei Tshuva Yod Aleph, there's a bit of a stira in the Chavis Yoyer. Now, what troubles me is this. In Svara, I don't understand. Let's say you have a person who has a choice. To save his life, he has to be either a Drabonon B'kumvaseh, or a Dairaisa B'sheva Altaseh. So which one does he do? There's no question. He's supposed to be over a drabanan before a dairaisa. Even a drabanan b'kumvaseh is much less than an issa dairaisa. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that if you have a choice between an issa drabanan and a suffix dairaisa, so as a person can go to one of two cities. In one city they have a shayfer, but they have no sidurim. So he can't daven, but he can hear shayfer on Rosh Hashanah. The other city they have sidurim, but they have no shayfer. So he can daven, but he can't hear shayfer. So the Gemara says he should go to the shayfer. So the Gemara says, Pshita, ha-dairaisa, ha-dirabanan. So the Gemara says, no, even if one is a suffix dairaisa, and one's a vadei dirabanan, a dairaisa knocks off a dirabanan all the time. So a dairaisa, even b'kum b'shev atas, is more chomer than a dairaisa, than a dirabanan. Yet, the Chavis Yair is saying, for a dairaisa b'shev atas, you only have to spend chaymish minachasav. And for a dirabanan, you have to spend kol nachasav. It's very hard to understand that. How could a drabanan be more chomer than any dairaisa? It's very hard to understand the Shita. However, the Chafetz Chaim, as long as Sefer Chafetz Chaim, in Hilchos Mechilas, in Klal Aleph, in the Ber Mayim Chaim at the bottom, Sivkot and Yud Beis, he names on for Pashtus that for a Drabbanon, you're obligated to give up Kol Mechasov. He takes on the Chavis Yoya, this Chavis Yoya. That for a Drabbanon, a person is obligated to give up Kol Mechasov. So what are we going to do? I mean, if the Chafetz Chaim, they are no more Paiskim, he's the Paisik Achren. What? Is it because of Lysasar? So it might be because of Lysasar, because every Durabanon is the Dairis of Lysasar, but that itself is a Machlekes to Rambam and the Ramban. So it depends. If it's based on every Dairis being a Durabanon, every Durabanon being a Dairis, which is the Rambam Shita, Rambam holds that every Yisra Durabanon is an Yisra Dairis, because when you do the Durabanon, you have a Lysasar. And the Ramban disagrees. So if so, it's totally the machlekes, the Rambam, the Ramban. We normally assume that Rav Paiskim hold like the Ramban. That the Rambam is the Das Yochid, maybe Rashi holds that way. In the Rabbi Van Yosef, in the Yechav Das, has an arichus to show that the Rambam is not a Das Yochid. Nafkaminis is Sofit Eraisa, L'chumra is the Eraisa, the Rabbanon, they're Nafkaminis. But it could be totally in that, but then again, it's a machlekes. And Bekoch Nefashis, you would think a person could say Kimli, you know, that I want to hold like a significant sheet in the Paiskim. So this issue confuses me as a matter of Halacha L'maisa. We hope it never comes up, Halacha L'maisa. But if a person has to give up all his money for Drabanan, is a little a bit of a difficulty. I'm not such a bucky. I could say he says something, but for me to say he doesn't say anything, that you have to know all the truth, so I don't know. But Ramesh has something on almost everything, so it's a little hard to know. We'll give you homework, Tommy. You'll give you homework to check. Yeah. Now, in Rabbi Kiveger, the same Rabbi Kiveger we read before, the second half, he does bring the Tshuvas Redvaz. Beginning in Tshuvas Redvaz, Kosev, Imubeinu Avdei Kechavim, Veinem Maitza Lechol, Elo Devarim Asurim, Afila Isid Rabbanim, Mishamnei Shogid, Ukedaima. All he finds is an Issid Rabbanon, like the Rabbanon parts of the Gid Anasha. Chayav Litan Koma Mainai Limtzei Dover Heta Lecho, Velo Yechel Isser. So this is the Red Vaz, who also says you have to spend all your money not to be Eved Rabbanon. Ulacha Mikain. So it's a pillar, the case of the Red Vaz. He have a man, he's going to spend all his money to have kosher, and then the next day, Ulacha Mikain, honest to Machmas Tafash, Svaychel Akal Kal Tchila. He knows he's going to be here for a week. He's going to end up eating treifas for 6 days anyway because he's going to be pekach nefashis. But the first day he has to spend all his money. You're not mechuyev to borrow money to hold it till you have money to pay. So actually he seems to say normally you should borrow. He's saying you don't have to borrow in a case where it's not safe. Okay, so akopanim, this is the dinim of spending money on the drabbanon is machlokes, and the deraisa it depends if it's b'kum vasei or b'shevatas. Because it's going to be coming this account. Right, so you now put yourself even a suffix sakana for anything, but for any draw, any. What you're doing now is going to set in motion the suffix sakana. No, when anything doing the fascists, you don't do, even in long term. And moment is today, Okay, Mechaber, Vimu Parhesia, new Shiloh. If I had written the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Nuzad, I would have split this into separate sifim. But Mechaber puts it all together. Imu Beferhesia. If it's a case of Shara Veiris, Beferhesia, Dahainu Bifnei Asora Me Yisrael. People often ask if Farhesia is called 10 people or 10 Jews. If it's Tafka Yidden. So the Mechaber here says that it's Tafka in front of 10 Yidden. Nahainu Fnei Asara Mi Yisrael. Chayiv Lahari Vala Yavar. Ima Ivik Chavim Mechama Lavi Rei Aldas. Only men. It doesn't say anything here about men. You know what? It should depend on a question of why 10, which I'll mention in a second. What? Pischei Tshuva Zayin, let's see Zayin. Ayrash Shizal Elsim and Beis of Kotten Vav. Binyan Afu Atzmai Binyan.
Zayin.
Zayin. Zayin, right? Pischei Tshuva Zayin, Bifnei Asarim Yisrael. Binyan Imuatzmai Bacha Asarai Loi. Kaminyan Imnashim Starface Lazai. Name it Yamatu Bibde Yisrael, Vilai Bideis Yisrael. Chayrenir Adafki Yisrael Vilai Gerim. Kedisim Sechta Saita. He doesn't say lemaisef nashim abichlal because you're looking at the shechita.
He doesn't say if he's included either.
He doesn't say if he's included.
He's
okay.
Like
a noble or chosid. The right. What?
Didn't just have to be there.
So the question is, do the ten have to be there or not? So the Shach discusses that. In Shach, what is it? Dalid. Bifnei Yud Yisrael. The Shach says, Bifnei Yisrael Dafka, in Ratzel of Neim Bifnei Yamamish. It doesn't mean they have to be standing there. Ela Sheyoyde Me'aveira, even if they just know about it. Vachim Uchel Bishasu Paiskin Gabi Ho Esther Faras Yahava. Gemara says that when Esther went to be Mizana with Achashverosh, it's considered public. Achashverosh didn't have 10 Yidden in the room when he was Boyal Esther. It just means that the Jews knew what was going on. So the Shach holds that it's enough that 10 Yidden know about it, Bishas Maisa at least, that 10 Yidden know about it, that's adequate to be called Bifar Hesi. The Binyan Tzion and the Tshuva takes strong exception to this. He says that it's not a Raya. Maisa's Nus is always considered, there's a rule of Eidei Yichud, Hein Eidei Bia. The every ma'aseh nus, we say a yichud l'shem's nus is like a debia. You don't have to actually see the ma'aseh. Is a machlekes even a makis on Dav Zayin? If to give misa to somebody, if you have to see the ma'aseh mamish k'machol b'shavei feres, or it's enough, or someone's mekadosh b'bia kedushin to make eishes ish. You know, they don't have to be in the room. They see him going into the room. The two aidim, so hein a yichud hein debia. So he says it's no raya from znus to other averis. And he holds you need 10 people actually there.
What did they have to
do? We'll talk about that as well, because she's Kaka Island. The Gemara is Kaka
Island. That's a terrorist.
But anyway, but the point, the Gemara says she was for Hesia. So the point of the Shach is saying that as the Pharisee, it's enough 10 people know about it. And the Yitzin is saying, what are you talking about? It's not enough. Only by snus 10 people knowing, because that's not a raya that anywhere else you have 10 people. Now, what?
First word, dafka, and not dafka, you have to see it. So, how do you
know
you're not really seeing it? How are you
going to
count 10 people?
Yud Mi Yisrael is dafka, but Befadav is lav dafka.
How do you count? How are you going to count? They're not here. They're not even here.
How are you going to count them if they're not here? I hear. Well, Javi was saying, what happens is if it's broadcast on TV and people see it, it's a Farsi type of thing that people are going to know. I hear. What this should depend on is why 10? If 10 is because of the Pirsum, so it should be a Diyah enough. If 10 is because of the Nikdashti, B'Sach, B'nai Yisrael, that Shechinta Sharia, that when you have 10 people, the Shechinta Shruya, so then you need 10 people actually there. It could be the Shail of Nashim HaMitzvah is totally in that too. We learned the number 10 from the Meraglim. But that's Ramosha's true. But Ramosha, what? Ramosha has a tshuva if Freya Yidden are counted. His tshuva is if they counted a minion actually. If a Friar Yid is counted, so he brings a very nice raya. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Nikdashti, they can't bring the Pasuk B'Sarah B'nei Yisroch. The Gemara says that this Kiddush Hashem is B'fnei Asara. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema Akum, maybe Goyim should be included. So the Gemara brings the Gzereshova Kahal Kahal to the Meraglim. The Meraglim, what's the Lashon there? Ada, I think, what's it bring? Kal, Ada, brings a double Xerishav, I think. And it says Ada by there. So it says over there, it's 10 Yidden, it's also 10 Yidden. So Ramesha says, look at the Gemara. Gemara and a Hava Amina, a goy counts to 10. Where it says, no, Meraglim. So does a Rasha count? Obviously. Because the Gemara says a goy would count, we have a limud for Meraglim. Meraglim were Rishayim. So we see that a Rasha is Mistarif, Laminian Asara. So Ramesha is Mitzadeh that you can count the Friday. This comes up in offices where they have minion. Sometimes people are away. Well, let me just finish. Sometimes people are away. They want to be Mitzara for Friday to minion. So Ramesha says it's Mutter, but I want to finish. Ramesha says not to do Chazaras Hashatz. In other words, he's not so Batuach in his Psak to do Chazaras Hashatz. He says, do Ahichi Kedusha. So you don't have extra brachas because of it. To say Kaddish, not so Chomer. So to say Kaddish, you can rely on the Psak. Say Baruch Hu, you can rely on the Psak. But he says Chazar Sashat, not to do Chazar Sashat. Raglim or Frumer Rishayim. Okay.
How do you have the
Rishayim Shabbos Rishayim?
How do you have the
minyan?
Do you need 10 people davening?
No, you don't need 10 davening. You need 10 in the room. So I'll say you have 6 davening. You don't need 6 davening. It's a question. Yes? What? You're only obligated in the case of Farhesia. Chil Hashem, your Rebbe taught you in elementary school that Chil Hashem is in front of other people. The Rambam says that Chil Hashem is even when you're alone. You're the only person in the room and you act as if the Baruch Hashem is not watching. That's how the Rambam translates Chil Hashem. It says Yosef was Mekadeshem Shemayim when he ran away from Eishes Petifar, even though the Rambam says that there was no good publicity from it, it was a scandal. The Rambam says that Kiddush Hashem doesn't need, in the language that people say, you Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, you know, you help somebody in trouble, that's Kiddush. So that's a Kiddush Hashem, you don't need a minion. But Befer Hesia, Lekash Hashem Befer Hesia, that needs a minion. What do you mean?
We learned that
Who says Lots of Israel? So we're going to have to see. We'll see. We're going to have to see later if Kol Yisrael is different. It's a riot from Parashat Shemayis. That's not different. There's some happening Zariah because it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to go down to Mitzrayim. Ki mesu kol anoshim amavakshim es nafshecha. Vaisaisti, he wasn't obligated to put himself in sakana. If not mesu anoshim amavakshim es nafshecha, he wouldn't have to go save Kol Yisrael. Kol Yisrael was in sakana there too. You know.
Kol Yisrael or Israel?
Well, it says Kufam Zayim Medina, Achashverish Malach Bekipa. So it says he was Malach Bekipa. He's Malach in the whole civilized world. He's Mesupik. He says, look up if they're included. He doesn't say Psak. Piskei Tshuva Vav. Piskei Tshuva Vav brings a Shlah, Bishara Isisai Fais Aleph. Da Kiddush Hashem Mivarchin. Somebody in a situation of Kiddush Hashem makes a bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvoseinu V'tzivanu L'Kadesh Shmoi Barabim K'din Harbei Mitzvah Hashem V'Varcha L'Kiyuman Gag HaMetam Lom V'Varcha L'Kadesh and L'Kiddush. So Baruch L'Kadesh Shmoi Barabim, the famous joke about the briska, some Arabs came to kill him. So he said, give me a minute, I want to make a bracha. So he went with big kavana, he made a bracha, and the Arabs were superstitious. They saw it, they started running away. He finishes the bracha, he opens his eyes, they're running away. So he runs after them, he says, no, hefsik. So.
But besides the joke,
okay. Okay, so we hope and pray the Shiloh has to come up this week. We're going to finish the Makadah.